8, 9, 10, 11.
So about 37, 38,
1937 and 38. And 30, let's see, up until the middle of 38, I went to Providence to stay with my grandmother for about a year, and I joined the Boy Scouts up there, Troop 1. And that was the first Boy Scout troop in the city of Providence that was organized in 1910. And they had an 85th anniversary that I went to a couple of years ago. And now they have a Yago, that's the camp, alumni. And I've been to that alumni twice now. And the oldest scout there is 94. His name is Gus. And every time I see him, I always give him something from my council up here. Mm-hmm. Fairfield County Council. I have some, either I have a pen or...
Sure.
Paperweight, I always give it to him. Because he's cool. He's 90. He's about 94. And the next big reunion we have for that Boy Scout troop up there will be the year 2005, I think. And Gus said that he'll be there, providing.
He's still
living. He said, if I'm living, he said, I'll be there. If not, well, hey, say a prayer for me. But he's cool. I just saw him when I was there this past August, because we have the alumni every August.
And when you use that word alumni, is that a council meeting or a jamboree?
No, that's a that's a group of old timers that get together, or any, well, it's not actually old timers because there's a lot of young kids. That's all the ones that have camped or visited park, the Boy Scout camp since 1960.
In the Rhode Island Boy Scout Island, camp since 1916.
Yeah, because that's when the camp was. It was given to the town of Rhode Island for Boy Scouts,
mm-hmm.
Camp Yago, and a lot of troops from Bridgeport and around here, they go up there in the summer camp.
So you first joined the Boy Scouts when you lived with your grandmother in Rhode Island.
Rhode Island,
and that was, you were about.
I was 11 years old.
11 years old, so that was
1939. And then I was 11 and a half, you might say, going on 12. And then I came back to Bridgeport.
Mm-hmm.
And then I joined Troop 27, that was at Messiah Baptist Church. That's right up here. And I stayed in that troop for about 5 years till the war broke out. And while the war was on, while we were in this Boy Scouts, we participated in the scrap drive, the aluminum drive, the grease drive, paper drive, the rubber drive. I was air raid warden helper. I loved that job because when we used to have the air raid siren go off. I was living on South Avenue. And I would don my uniform, put my little band on, and go around. All the storekeepers, they had to turn them lights off. They had to close them doors, turn the lights off for a blackout, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like king then. I was a little kid telling people, all right, turn them lights off. Can't, okay, I'll write you up. And, you know, they would get like a little fine for it.
Yeah.
And I turned the lights off because they wanted complete blackness. And also, we had this big aluminum drive on the Boston Green. That's between, you know where the GE is up on Bond Street?
On Boston?
Yeah, Boston. The big green?
Yes, the old mill green. Yeah.
We had a big aluminum drive where people donated all aluminum pots and pans.
Mm-hmm.
And all those Boy Scouts were running around collecting all stuff. So, I mean, we had a mountain of, I'd say about one story high, all pots and pans, all aluminum for the war.
My.
And then when we weren't doing that, we were making victory gardens, and then we were taking first aid classes, and also we were taking courses on model airplanes. We were making little model airplanes for the soldiers. And this place right on where the bank used to be, on the corner of Main and State Street. Okay, there was another doorway on State Street. We used to go up on the second floor. And that's where we used to make the little model airplanes.
And what building was that on State Street, which is just around the corner? Is that building still standing?
The building, it's got a restaurant in it now. It used to be, what was it, People's Bank, I think it was, right on the corner of State and Main Street. Now People's is across the
street. Oh, that's Roberto's, the restaurant Roberto's is now.
Mm-hmm. But on the second floor, there was another door on the side, on State Street side.
Oh.
We used to go up on the second floor. And that's where we were learning how to make these model airplanes for identification purposes.
Yes.
For soldiers, you know. And that was nice. I did all this while I was a Boy Scout. And then I went in service. I joined the Navy.
What was the highest rank within the Boy Scouts that you achieved? Do you remember?
Yeah, second class, because I was helping everybody else, and my cousin, he's still living, he was my scoutmaster, Mr. Berkeley Cox, and he worked at Sears and Roebuck. Sometime he didn't get off on time, and so I would actually run the meeting, so I was helping everybody. I took my second class tests on State Street. You know the big church on the corner of Park and State Street?
Yes.
United, what is it? I forgot the name of the church. But I took it down in the basement. That time, when you went for different ranks, you went to this church here, down in the basement, and there was a like a bench, yourself, and a lot of other scouts would be sitting on the bench, and then there was a long table, and there was, I think there was either three or four scout officials that were sitting at the desk there, and then they would call you up, and they would ask you different things that pertain to that rank.
Mm-hmm.
And then they listen to you, and they'd say, okay.
And how,
okay, you go sit down, and they call the next guy and do the same thing with them.
So the test was in the church.
Yeah.
And where were your meetings held, the scout meetings?
Our meetings were held at the church on Arch Street. It used to, Messiah Baptist Church used to have, right in back of the Majestic Theater, the old church used to be right in back of it. Right now they got the new church. You know, mm-hmm. It's practically in the same location.
Mm-hmm.
And had a little side door. We used to go down in the basement for our meetings.
And which street was it again?
That was Arch.